call me when your nigga ain't around. I'm happy to do it on the side. You did.
Turn around. Let me lick you from your neck down to your navel. Cause shawty, you look red. Forget the bed. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold it steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower. Into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world?
What's up, what's up?
What's going on, what's going on? How shit, we doing, brother?
We good, how you doing, my guy?
Shit. Fucking icebox right now.
Man, you can deal down with a little cold, man.
Down here in the deep freezer.
You can deal with a little cold, man. Just a little chilly.
We
little
just chill. Got some sunshine today, though.
Yeah, but it's the basement, so you know, a little chilly here still.
Okay, you know, okay, all right. Man, we want to give a shout out and a congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks for representing us this far. Yeah, Sadly to say, they didn't make it all the way to the chip like we all thought they would, but you know what I mean? They did really good this year.
They did good this year, though. They brought a lot of excitement to the city.
Yeah. First time out the first round, and it was two games away from making the NBA Finals, so that's a big accomplishment. So we just go, you know what I'm saying, show them some love and some support. Shout-outs to Giannis. No more shout-outs to nobody else, though. It's a fact.
No blast out on Milton.
Nah, cool on them.
No Lopez.
Cool on Lopez, too. All of them.
Lopez showed a game once. So I give him a little, I give him half a clap.
You messing with Lopez at all. He could have did a little bit more. Motherfucker got outplayed tremendously by old ass Mark Gasol. Come on, man.
Ain't they about the same age? I think they're about the same age, bro. Mark ain't
the, you make your points where we gotta go do research and shit. Oh, let me go get the age then. You gotta make a point without us going to research.
They about to say, "Hey, bro."
I don't know. I just know. Nah, bro. Mark older.
Is he?
I think Mark older. Yeah. Lopez been around a long time though.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
if I'm thinking maybe 08, 09. So he's been in the league maybe about 9 years.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. It ain't about that much. But Mark Gasol is not the same player as he was before. And Lopez, he not as good as he was, but at least he ain't fall off as bad as Mark Gasol did, bro.
True.
Mark Gasol was a dinner all NBA center, bro.
True, but I feel like Mark had a higher peak though.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's easy.
He had a peak like his brother, though. You know, big bro.
I don't know. His brother never got Defensive Player of the Year.
He wasn't no defensive type player.
Well, he was playing with Kobe, though.
He was doing this shit before Kobe. He was awesome before Kobe.
What did he do without Kobe?
He won 50 games with Memphis.
And what they do?
They got put out by San Antonio a couple times. I think Dallas could beat them too.
But when he played with Kobe, did he ever get eliminated by San Antonio?
They got another all-star, you know? But Kobe would get eliminated by Gasol too.
Against the Spurs?
That's a fact. Oh, actually, a couple times he didn't make the playoffs.
Come on, man.
Girl, don't say it like, what was his
Who was his other All-Star on that team?
Nah, Gasol other All Star.
But he made the playoffs. So Gasol made the playoffs every year.
No, not every year.
That's what I'm saying. So why is you doing that? Then?
I said he was hurt the year they didn't make it. He was hurt.
So only one year he didn't make it. Every other year he made it.
I want to say yes.
See, you want to say, but you.
I say no.
You ain't got no conviction behind it.
No, hey, it ain't right in front of me right now. But like he first 3 years he made the playoffs. Him, Shane Battier.
Shane Battier was really good.
Yeah. So yeah, but all right. What do you think about the game last night? What's your prediction now as you see Toronto?
So game one, Toronto beat Golden State Warriors. I got the hiccups and shit. Golden State Warriors by what they beat about like 9?
Yeah, by nine. 109-118. Yeah.
I got Toronto winning this series in 6, bro.
That's a bold pick.
I got Toronto winning this series in 6 games, bro.
Hey, is that wishful thinking or that what you really believe?
No Durant.
You think Durant gonna be out the first time? Huh? You think Durant gonna be out the whole series?
He might come back like game 4. But this is the first time they had to play this whole series on the road in the NBA Finals.
That's true.
This is the first time they lost game 1 That's in the right. NBA Finals.
That's true.
And they not just going against you know what I'm saying? No motherfucker that ain't got no skills. They're going against Kawhi Leonard, bro.
So,
proven. And he match up good against Golden State, bro. All
right. So, this is the question. If Toronto do put it on, if we
going to
have to say hands down, he better than LeBron?
Yeah, he better than LeBron. Right now, he better than LeBron, bro. I'm just saying, like, he could do everything that LeBron could do offensively, right?
Mm-hmm.
But LeBron can't do everything that Kawhi could do defensively.
Not at this age, you can't.
That's what I'm saying, so you got to give it to Kawhi. All right.
I can't really say nothing because, hey, he uplifted that team. Even though they were close between them and Philly. Them Philly battled.
Yeah, that was a hard-fought series.
Yeah.
People don't remember, though. They was down in that series, bro.
Yeah, it was.
They was down in every – somebody made a good point. They was down in every series this year opposed to the finals right now.
They did lose – they lost all their games besides this game.
No. They won the first game against Philly.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Because we talk shit to D.
Yeah. So they won that first game.
Yeah, man. But, like, I don't know. I wanted to say they're going to win. I want to say Toronto going to win. I do not want to see Golden State win again. I can't stand them.
If they win, though. You know what I'm saying? They earn it. But it's – this Raptors team, like they say, they got length. They play defense.
Mm-hmm.
They got a closer. They got a good bench. They got they got a decent coach. I think they're pretty good.
I can't lie. I can't really say too much shit because they earned it last year, dog. The Warriors,
Golden State?
Yeah, they earned it last year.
Are you talking about in the Western Conference Finals?
They earned it.
They
went to games.
If Chris Paul would have stayed
that's
healthy,
true.
Yeah, then I would have said they would have earned it. But they didn't. I don't know. It still had to play, though. Then they beat LeBron without nobody else. And he had a bonehead-ass J.R. Smith that fucked up game 1.
J.R.
And who was to say that he was either going to make that shot? Like, he could have passed it. They could have missed the shot. And
they could have got... I look more at George Hill.
He should have made them free throws.
Yeah, he missed two, right? Oh, he made one and missed one.
Yeah, it was down one.
Yeah.
He was supposed to make both.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. And like he had me cheering from this year from home walk. I'm like, yeah, hell.
I forgot he did that bullshit last year. He missed that taking the lead free throw, man.
Man, he missed he missed that shot too. But like that shot was kind of difficult though.
What shot?
Cause LeBron passed him, like he was cutting and he was open. LeBron passed him and he took a shot and then that how he got to the line.
I thought it was a hard foul by Clay. I thought Clay came down and fouled him pretty hard. Clay was the one that fouled him, from what I can remember.
But I know, but he had a clear shot to the basket, though. But, like, somebody did foul him pretty hard, though.
Yeah, I remember Clay. It was Clay. I'm like, this motherfucker always saving him, bro.
You got to hit the bad, bro.
I know, man. I'm like, I wouldn't even laugh. I just got to hiccups out of nowhere and shit. That's his motherfucking... Icebox.
Man, the icebox, dog. You gotta get some more meat on your bones, dog. You can take this shit, dog.
Hey, I don't know. I'm just shredded, though. I just came to eat some lobster pasta, though.
From where?
Fridays.
Oh, I was just talking to my wife a couple of weeks ago. Like, man, I miss Fridays, man. I haven't been there in so long, though. No, yeah.
They got some good pasta.
They got some good food. You know what I'm saying? Period. I haven't been to Fridays in a long ass time. Yeah. I like to go to the stadium one.
Yeah, that's the one I went to. And then it's like, you could watch the game for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
If they playing at home, but then they make you leave, though. You can't just sit there the whole game. They hip to that. People don't want to buy them tickets to the game, so they just go over there and eat some food. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Hey, you done, right? We get some more to order? Nah, get out of here, dog.
Yeah, you got 30 minutes. Scarf that shit down. You gotta roll up out of here. But yeah, though, so I don't know, man. I think I got the Raptors. I ain't going to say I think, but I got the Raptors in six. They took game one. And you got to think about it. It took game one. Mm-hmm. And Kawhi Leonard only made 5 shots.
Damn, I didn't realize he only made 5 shots.
Kyle Lowry was 2 for 9. So he didn't have a really good game like that. And Steph went crazy. He had like 35.
You said, he didn't get 30.
He didn't get the 30 in the second half. No, I know that.
He didn't get the 30, you said.
But Klay had a decent game, too. But and Draymond Green had a triple-double.
Yeah.
But they could have easily won that game yesterday. It ain't like it was a dominant game.
Yeah, it was a dominant
game. But these motherfuckers, people don't know. And, bro, both of these teams, they win close games.
Yeah,
if you look at all their wins, how they got there to the road, to the finals, they be in some dog fights.
Yeah. Oh, they some dogs. It's just like, dog, I was sitting there thinking, dog, and people said, like, man, like, man, the Warriors waiting for KD and Cousin. I said, damn, what type of luxury is that? You could be waiting for 2 all-stars, dog. 2 all-NBA players, dog.
No, a superstar and an all-star. Like, that's crazy,
though. You can say, like, you got a superstar and another all-star and shit, and another all-star, and you waiting for 2 more? What kind of crazy shit is that, dog? Like, I don't
you got know. 3 on your team, and you got 2 more. Like, they got... Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. But it's been like this for the last...
Yeah,
3 years now. It's 3 years now. Durant about to get his 3rd ring and he ain't even gonna play. Dog, that's if they win.
Man, I can't really call Cousins. You know what I'm saying? Because he hadn't really had too much impact.
Like none of the playoffs. He came back in like February.
Yeah, I can't really say that.
But he about to get a, if they win, he get a ring though.
But I think he might sign back though.
Because I think Durant gonna leave.
Yeah.
You think Durant gonna leave?
Win or lose or draw, he leaving.
Yeah, he gonna leave. Because he know that shit tame, bro. He hear what motherfuckers be saying, bro.
Yeah, he feel it, dog. Because, like, he can't escape it, dog. Like, you hear some people trying to get an excuse, like, with Steve A. Smith, but, like, he be like, oh, the Western Conference Finals, and the Western Conference is just tougher. How, bro? But you take the best, you, and one of the toughest teams in the Western Conference, and you took that play, depending on one of the best team in the Western Conference. How tough is the Western Conference to that team?
I just want the road to the finals.
Yeah, because that's how he always try to say the road to the finals is tougher. No, it's not really.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee was better than Houston.
Yeah.
I think Philly was down there better than Houston.
Yeah, Philly better.
You know what I'm saying? I think Toronto better than Houston.
A lot of our team better than them. We top. See the thing,
top 4 in the East.
You know the crazy thing about it though, and that like when people always say we saying like how tough the West is, but it's funny to me dog, they always in the upper lottery echelon. The East don't get the top draft pick that much. Yeah, you ever notice that?
That's lottery drawn though. They might have a good percentage. Like the East, like the Knicks had the best percentage, but they just didn't
get it. I'm just saying. The always some West team down there too. They always get it too. Like I was just saying, think about all the free agents that you think about that for to come. Think about Anthony Davis. Like, damn, he was a first round pick.
Well, he's a restricted agent this edition.
No, I think is he a restricted agent?
He restricted.
Oh, I thought
he got one more year. He got one more year.
I know he got one more year. He got to play that year, right?
He got to play this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless they trade him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was just saying, he's a first round pick.
True, and he went to the West.
Yeah. All right, the first round pick won today. The first round pick?
West. Pelicans.
Yeah. All right, last
but
year.
But the Knicks had a better, they were supposed to get that pick.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, they always go to the West, though.
Yeah, but that don't have nothing to say if, like, the competition is better in the West or not, because this is like lottery.
Yeah, but if they get all the best young talent, what's going to happen?
The West? Oh, yeah, they're going to be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Think about it. Huh? Think about the Eastern star. Giannis was no lottery pick. We luck. That's a luck up.
Yeah, that was. That was a blessing in disguise.
That's a luck up. Shit, on the Depot, he was a lottery.
Was he top 10? He might have been top 10.
On the Depot, top 10. He was top 10.
Out of Indiana, right?
Yeah. He went to Orlando first. Yeah. But he ain't blossomed until he went to the Pacers. Yeah, he came back to the
Cause he didn't do shit in OKC.
Even with Paul George with the star in the East, he was on lottery pick.
No, he wasn't.
He went up for sure. Shit.
He was a second round pick.
Yeah, he was. Like you really think about the stars in the East, though? It ain't no like, all right, man. Kemba. He was a lottery. Kemba was a lottery.
Yeah, he was top 10.
Yeah, Kemba was top 10. I get that. Hey. All right. You ready to talk about the other topic?
I don't know why the fuck I've been so tired, man. Yawning, hiccups.
Oh, man, after that barbecue, dog, I was dead, bro.
There's a lot of energy you had to burn.
Bro, I burned a lot of energy that whole motherfucking weekend, dog. Doing all that, like, you know what I'm saying? It was from Friday all the way to Monday. Party kicking, waking up early type shit.
That party kicking shit started to get a little overrated, man. That shit started to be dwelling.
You can't get me, dog. You can't get me. I'm thinking in my head, like, man, I'm beat.
I'm shot. Yeah. Shot.
And then, it got to the point where I saw Shy going to sleep on the couch. Like, man, that's all you going. You sit back on the sleep. I'm like, shit.
Might as well. I feel that.
For real, I woke up that next day, dog. I had work like fuck, dog. I like, dog. Cause usually that Monday, I always use that Monday to chill out. But like, dog, I never really, dog. I actually party hard, dog.
Yeah.
I party hard that week. I had to really sit back and think, like, God damn, what the fuck I'm doing, dog? Cause that Saturday, I woke up early that Sunday to barbecue the motherfucking jerk chicken. Then I woke up early to do that to do the barbecue at your house and shit. I'm like, man, my body was beat, dog.
That's how I be sometimes, bro. That shit catching up to us, bro, especially in your 30s.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we could hop on to this topic. So if everybody familiar with the song we played in the beginning of the podcast, it was Pleasure P, Boyfriend Number Two.
Yep.
So, in light of that song, we wanted to talk about side pieces and main courses.
Yep.
Right? You got a main course, and then you got a side piece, right? So, this is what goes on in relationships these days. Like, I don't know if this was, like, a big thing back in the day, but this shit right now...
This still big back then, too,
You
bro.
Think it was big back then? I don't think so. No. I think as far as mistresses.
Oh, yeah.
Not boyfriend number twos.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't none of them back then.
Yeah, he's talking about women. It's always been big with men and women.
Yeah, with women. It's always been side piece women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as back in the day, it wasn't no side piece dudes. You know what I'm saying?
You know, girls get their stuff under wrap a lot.
Yeah, they do, man. That's the scariest shit in the world, bro. Women know how to take some shit. They can take some skeletons to their motherfucking grave.
Like, what are you talking about?
Man, they can take some shit to the grave.
Nah, I ain't do nothing.
We can say some shit when we get mad just to get back. Like, you know what? Well, that's why I mean, you know what I'm saying? We'll fuck ourselves up.
They would never.
But overall, I don't condone none of that. Like I don't believe in none of that. But the topic of discussion is that which role is better? Being a main course or being a side dish?
Yep.
Which one is better as far as that person in that relationship?
Mm.
Because I'm looking at it like this, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, like, my morals and integrity don't line up with being a side dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no scumbag. And I am calling motherfuckers to do this shit scumbags. Like, you got to have some type of, morals and shit that you don't give a fuck about when you do shit like that, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about it logically and you analyze it top to bottom, bro, I think being a side dish is a little bit more easier and more benefits than having the main, than being the main course, bro.
Of course. I'm telling you. Like,
I'm just saying.
I feel like it is. Of course, I don't
believe in side pieces.
I don't either.
But their job is easier because they work part time.
They only get the happy time.
And you get all the benefit. You get better benefits.
Yeah,
than the main course.
So you don't get the, you know what I'm saying? You don't get all, like, the main course get all the stress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They get all the problems thrown at them. They get all the attitude.
All the everyday life.
Yeah.
Cooking and cleaning and all that.
And then the side dude. I want to say a lot of side chicks want to be the man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, but the side dude.
Okay, we can do that. We can stick to that.
I feel like it falls right in line with that song anyway, because
yeah,
it's talking about the boyfriend number two.
Yeah.
So, like, the side dude, he could just sit there and chill. Maybe she gonna call dude and tell him all the problems about her man. And all he can do is sit there and listen. He could barely listen. He could say, huh? Yup. Yeah, coming up.
Agree.
And agree.
Yeah, man, that ain't shit.
For real?
See, I would never do no shit like that to you.
This ain't shit, dude. That shit, man, you come up.
Exactly. That's crazy, bro.
When you want to mess with it and chill for a hot second, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what the business is about.
Yeah, because, like, you know what I'm saying, you go there and since this motherfucker got a man, you know that she ain't gonna be around that long. It gonna be wham bam, thank you ma'am, go back.
And you can't buy her shit, cause that'll fuck up some shit at home. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to keep your money.
And that's different. And that's nothing different.
You ain't gotta help on no bills.
That's another difference from between the female.
This side piece chick.
She gotta get some shit. Yeah. But you're a side man, all you need, you ain't getting nothing. All you need that.
But you ain't gotta spend neither though. Yeah.
So alright. But the woman still don't
have
to spend.
But the main course gotta spend.
Yeah.
You know why he gotta spend? Lights in the crib.
Yeah.
House, mortgage, car notes. He gotta spend money.
Oh, damn.
Side piece motherfucker ain't gotta spend no money.
Nothing.
And he get better benefits. So if we look at this shit logically, the side dude get the work part time. He get the best benefits.
Yep.
And he ain't gotta spend no money. And it's all he gotta do is have a conversation.
Little conversation and deliver it. And then cause you ain't gonna be with the side dude all the time. Yeah. So every day is more like a honeymoon moment. You know what I'm saying? Ain't enough time for her to be around this dude to the point where she's like, I can't stand this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every time they meet up, it's the I miss you moment.
Yeah.
So that, you know what I'm saying? So he never get attitude. Never get the face that bitch shit. He get the best. And then
But the main course?
But the I miss you sex is the best sex. So he get the best sex too.
Yeah. I'm comfortable. I'm free. No, less stress sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because they say sex is not good when you're stressed.
Yeah.
Right? Because men, if you look at it scientifically, you don't really perform like they say. You know what I'm saying? You don't perform to your best abilities when you're stressed, when you got shit on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Even for a woman, too. Mm. But you know, we don't get no fucked up sometimes. Yeah. We could be stressed, and that'll help us get unstressed. So,
fuck that shit.
You know? Exactly. But what I'm saying is, like, the motherfucker main course, dude, like, that motherfucker gotta spend all his time and effort. He gotta get criticized. On what? Every day. You gonna get criticized? You gotta get criticized? Side don't gotta get criticized.
On the real.
What are you gonna get criticized about?
Nothing. Nothing at all. The dude could just deliver. He could deliver and leave and just be there as a listening ear. Oh, word. Man, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Exactly, bro.
Sorry, man.
So, looking at that shit like that, I think that's the better road.
It's the better road. But
now, you don't get to... Because especially if that motherfucker already got kids, if that motherfucker already got a life, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't like that motherfucker trying to build something. He probably already got something built.
But not even he done. But I... The one that I do want to speak for, like, you know what I'm saying, the man too. But it is something unique about building with somebody too, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's, listen, bro, I said that's the better role. I'm just saying that's not what I prefer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I prefer that. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, I really had that role. No, what I'm saying is building with someone that's 10 toes down.
Yeah.
It's one of the best feelings in the world because you could be you sharing like sacred moments with someone, like you sharing love, you sharing a life with someone, like you building, right? Yeah. You could be 100% with someone, like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about them. You ain't got to worry about condoms. That's one thing that the side motherfucker. Yeah, y'all got to do condoms.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Nasty right there. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, you could be. Dude, you just a nasty motherfucker there. You know what I'm saying? You don't care about your life at all. You know what I'm saying? So, it comes down to shit like that, bro. That's crazy. But the main course is the best. It's the best meal.
But everything going right with.
But it's just with the side dish is just something a little different to kind of help fill you up a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like ain't nobody just having just steak all the time. You gonna have you a potato too to kind of complement the steak, right?
Yeah. I feel, you know, but I'm just saying, just being a side dude, I feel like the stress, you have no stress. You like, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to worry about it. But only thing about it,
role probably don't last as long.
But yeah, the only thing about it, though, like I said, like, it'd be better if you was a side dude in a relationship, because like, you just decide, you can't be just a side dude to this one girl, you know what I mean? You gotta be a side dude to multiple motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta be like, you know, like, how about to say, like, West, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be a side dude for, you know what I'm saying, for multiple girls, because shit, at the end of the day, you can't just be waiting for, like, hey, man, when you call. And then another thing, I ain't gonna lie, though. Female got the best cheating partner, though. Female got the best. They got us, though. Like, I mean, look at them, though. Y'all got us, though.
They got a motherfucker that don't feel no feelings.
And they got somebody gonna follow directions.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't like no pictures on social media. Don't like none of my shit.
Cool.
Don't inbox my significant other. You see cool. What I'm saying? Why would I do that anyway?
Don't call me at the time. Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. I call you first. Cool.
Exactly. That shit. Yeah, you right. They got the motherfucking like, golden retriever.
And they be like, man, we do it the best. No, I got the best part.
But even when they say that, they cheat the best. That ain't no motherfucking compliment.
Ain't not a compliment. But like, dog, y'all got the best part and the best side. How can you say that you do something the best? No, you ain't your skill that makes you the best.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? It's the people you cheat with that make you the best. Because half of the time, you know what I'm saying? First off, dudes don't check phones.
Some dudes check phones.
But mostly, most dudes don't check phones.
Because they don't want their phone checked.
but like, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Dudes don't check phones. You know what I'm saying? But females, they check phones. The side female, they break rules. The side dude don't break rules. You're like, y'all got the best. You ain't.
That motherfucker's like a ghost.
Yeah, he like this.
That motherfucker's like a ghost.
So you call?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, hey, you know what, rise guys? Up for the day. You call?
You know what? Us being married men, that's some of the scariest shit in the world.
It is.
Right?
It is.
That's some of the scariest shit in the world, because it's like, it's a risk that that shit could take place.
Yeah, yeah, dog. And you know it can. It's just like it creep over the back of your mind, especially when you hear other dudes talk about it. When you hear motherfucking rapper singer sing about it, you hear motherfucker talk about it, and you see the shit, you're like, damn, women cheat. Like it's just like that. Like people say it.
All these women out here is not good girls. Like let's stop it. Like I hate when they always say
they, you know what I'm saying? The perception of them is good though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you think
I'll get you a good woman.
Yeah. But like the good woman to them, like all women, just any woman.
Yeah.
Any woman is good, dog.
Like, no, but that's not the case. And like, just like how all men not good.
Man, and I've been, you know what I'm saying, I seen my auntie and how they was and all that shit. And I know for a fact that, like, girl, these girls as dirty as me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I could be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you hear dudes saying it, like, and then it's just like, man, how all these dudes saying they effing somebody girl, but all these girls good at the same goddamn time. It can't be facts.
That's a little bit too broad to say that. Just because they saying that on the song.
No. I'm talking about dude, everyday dude.
Yeah.
Not just the song. Yeah.
No. This is what I'm saying. So look, let's put a number on it, right?
Yeah.
All the population of the women out here, how many do you think is 10 toes down, and how many you think got side situations? What's your percentages? Because we know, then they're like, let's do men first. Let's do ourselves first, right?
All
right. I think it's probably...
I said 10 toes down.
10 toes down. Faithful, never stepped out on their lady.
30%.
Huh?
30%.
I'm gonna go 15%.
I said 30. So that's a brass number. I'm gonna say 30.
I'm gonna say 15.
I think
it's rare when we don't step out.
But the point is,
and I'm talking about clean from start to finish. I'm not talking about with stepping out and then.
You
corrected that shit, and then you good now. Like Charlamagne the God, like say men don't cheat now. But at first you did cheat, so you wasn't 10 toes down. You was five toes down at one point. I'm talking about from start to current or finish. How many? What's the percentage you think that men that was 10 toes down never stepped out? You know that number got to come down a little bit more, bro.
No, I still said 30. It's a lot of dudes out here. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's some good. I feel like it's a lot of good.
I think that number too high, bro.
I don't think it's high, bro. Because 70% is a lot. And usually 70% is a lot, bro.
I'm going to say 85%. 85% dudes.
I don't think so.
I heard it stepped out.
I'm going to say 70, bro. I'm going to stick with 170. I think 70.
So every 10 marriages, that's only like off by, it's only off by like one though.
Yeah, but still, I feel like it's 70.
So out of 10 married dudes, you think 7 of them cheated?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say 8 of them. So I'm just saying one more than you. One, that's all I know.
It's a little bit
one
more.
And a half. One and another one thinking about it. Another one halfway there. He got some head.
Half on the front.
Yeah, he got some head. He halfway there.
On my mind.
Yeah. He just put the head in.
Pushing on my mind.
Yeah, he just put the head in.
Hold on. They like, oh, you ain't gonna fuck me today. All
right,
bitch.
But people don't know. That's a big accomplishment, though. To be faithful in a relationship from beginning to end.
But like the point is, though.
Because you know, it's multiple relationships that you can have on the side, bro.
But the point is, though.
It ain't always sexual.
But
it could be emotional, too.
But all right, we come out to women, though. I don't feel like.
How many, what's the percentages of women you think?
I think it could be high, bro. I don't think it, because our perception of women. And what they want us to think of them, the number should be low. You know what I mean? Real low. But you got to think about the shit. They want us to think that they good. They want us to think that women don't cheat. They want us to believe.
I'm going to say about 40% of them cheat.
You think it's just that low?
I think it's 40. 60. I think 60 of them is good.
I think it's 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
Yeah.
We only off by one.
Actually, man, I'll say 50-50. I'll stay at 50-50. We can be off by one.
So if you see 10, if you see 10 marriages, 7 of the dudes is cheating and 5 of the chicks is cheating.
Yeah.
So then it's 5 other chicks that's being faithful, then it's 3 other dudes that's being faithful.
Yeah. Well, I think it's different because of that shit too. I feel like as a male, it's more harder for us to be more ten toes down than a female. And the reason why I say that because I think
it's opposite. I think it's harder for women to be faithful than men.
I feel like
you already said it yourself. They got the best partners.
No, they do. They do got the best partners.
They got the best partners. They ain't got to spend no money.
That's true.
All that they're gonna get is emotion, or it's either gonna be sexual or emotional. Like, that's it.
But like
when the dude cheat.
Go
ahead.
But this is the point I was trying to make, though. That's it. Well, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's more. I feel like it's more in the male nature.
To cheat.
Yeah. I feel like since the beginning of the time that, you know what I'm saying, that it
hold was, on, but Eve cheated first.
But she
That was emotional cheating, bro.
But she ain't sex. Alright,
that's emotional cheating. You don't believe in emotional cheating?
Yeah, I do. But like alright, we can go there. But like what I'm saying about this, that I think our design, how we design, that the male, you know what I'm saying, is supposed to have multiple women, dog.
Who said that? Who designed that? God didn't design that.
What do you mean?
He didn't make Eve and Eva. He just made Eve.
He didn't make Eve. You got to think about this, dog. You know what I'm saying? For the human race to survive, right? For the human race to survive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Female got to carry a child for 9 months.
And they're out of commission.
Yeah, and they're out of commission for 9 months. A male could keep spreading his seed.
That's valid. That's super valid.
You know what I'm saying? He could keep spreading his seed off and he's sowing his oath. You know what I'm saying? He could keep doing this. He's seeing people. And what that going to do? That's going to flourish.
Yeah, a man can have way more kids than a woman.
Yeah, but I can have 10 girls.
You can have 100 kids.
Yeah.
You can have 100 kids. A woman can't have 100 kids.
That's the thing. And that's why I say we bred it to have multiple kids. It's the reason why it's a cap on the age that they could get married. Our cap is so much higher than theirs. We could damn near start at the same time they start and then sustain them for like 10, 15 more years.
Which means as far as what?
Being able to get somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they cap out. Like it's a miracle now because of science that they actually making the path 30. They literally got like a 15 to 18 year window.
Yeah.
Of having kids. We got
to get from 12 to then there's 60. That's a good point. But I wouldn't say that's in our nature.
I was just saying it was in our nature of survival.
That's just our qualifications.
No, I think that I know for us, for the human race to survive. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think God intended it like that, though.
What do you think he intended? It was for us to flourish. We gotta reproduce.
But listen, like I just said, he didn't make Eve and Eva, or Eva and Evelyn. He didn't give men 3 options. He gave them 1.
That's
her.
He had to get more because he only had 2 sons.
Adam and Eve. Yeah. Don't get me in that word. I'm sipping. I don't want to get into that word like that. Don't get me in that word right there.
I said, but...
I feel you, though. But
you can use it as a reference. I just have to say that.
Yeah. But look, I want to say, because you said it's in our nature, though. No, that's just our qualifications.
You think what? I feel like... Even, you know, so we always, from the beginning of time, men always had multiple children. Actually, it was more accepted back then than
it was.
But now, is that what
even I said? Africa?
Yeah. You could afford them, you could have them.
look at the religion, Islam.
Yeah. Yep.
Multiple wives.
He said, now I feel like.
But a woman can't have multiple men.
No, they can't.
That's what you damn near need to do. If you gonna get married, I recommend you gonna be a Islam. You be a Muslim.
Hey man, that's
you know they 100.
Shit, that's just
those women are 100.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How you say it's 50-50? If we factor in Muslims.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Mary.
Okay. If we factor in Muslims,
they are
disciplined, bro.
If we talk about the world, the world checker, you got to spend. We got to fit in Asian, and the women.
So we're just doing African Americans,
huh?
Just African Americans, or you want to put in just Americans?
Just American. I rather say I don't want to exclude. You don't see any other races. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like 50-50 could. Cause most of the cause I feel like what media put out to you, I feel like sometimes a lot of that true. Like a wife with a business worker, with a business man who off and going off and doing all this long hours, and then she fucking the pool boy. They get that stuff out of nowhere. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
The delivery guy.
Yeah. These stories just.
Cable guy.
Yeah. These stories don't just come out of nowhere, dog.
But you see how. That's how easy access they can get it.
Yeah.
Ain't no man getting no easy access like that.
Yeah.
He got to put in some work. Come on now.
No. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, male lady come by?
Nah, you right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Cause all these are. Come on, I'm ready. Nigga, like, all
right. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And that's kind of like something that I wanted to touch on too, bro. I think since like back in the day, like times ain't like how it was back in the day when women didn't have as many rights as men do.
Yeah.
But now that things is getting equally now, like I be seeing shit on Facebook where a woman is broke, but you gotta have money to fuck with her though.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense to me. But you broke though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing going on for yourself. But if a dude wanna approach you, they gotta have all the money in the world.
Man, being like that, bro. The qualification is so fucking low. And then if they do.
Now like, we don't wanna sound like we bashing women.
No, we don't.
We just saying for certain instances.
No. But like no, they keep it real. But when they do have money, when they do most of the time, I ain't gonna say all. Most of the time when they do have money, their qualification for you gotta be even higher.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dang. Like, man, I can't be a struggling dude coming up, and me, you can help me be great.
Some of them do happen. Only in the movies. I only seen that shit in the movies. What was that, Think Like a Man? When Taraji was the big business, and dude had the little food truck, Michael Ealy.
Was that Think Like a Man?
That was Think Like a Man.
Yeah. What's the movie with Gabrielle Union? And she was like a millionaire and shit. I think
Idris Elba was the driver. Idris Elba was the driver. Yeah.
Were they getting rid of Eva?
Huh?
Were they getting rid of Eva? Well, that wasn't getting rid of Eva. That was
No, that was that was daughters. Little daddy's little girls. That was daddy's little girls.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Because my face was like, I swear to God, if I see another dude in a jersey dress, oh my God, I just saw
him. The throwback jersey. Yeah. And the old dude.
Yeah. Old dude, talking with the jersey on.
Bro, we be looking bad when we be trying to still be young and we old.
We look horrible.
Give it up, man.
But they, you know, so it's so easy for a woman to still be trying to act like they young, though.
It is.
look at this dude trying to look like you. But here she goes. She can do the same thing as a 20-year-old, as a 40-year-old. It don't look that. It don't look bad. And all her body.
Women look better though. Like they're. You know what I'm saying? They easier on your eyes. Like they skin complexion.
I think just as dudes thinking that shit. Like yeah. I think girls be looking like, man, look at her, dog. She was dressing like a little 19-year-old.
Oh, you think criticize each other more?
Yeah. Women criticize each other like a motherfucker, dog.
Okay.
For real.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So back to the topic of here, I think that position.
Yeah.
If you look at it logically, part-time, better benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, yeah, it's just, I don't prefer that shit. Because, cause at the end of the day, you, listen, this is the reason why I say that shit is better, but I would prefer it because I'm a God-fearing man. And when you break the bond of God, it's a price you gotta pay for that, man.
Funny how you say it, but I ain't going there. But it ain't even that though, being God-fearing. It's just
morally. It's just integrity. It's like character. Nah. What you think it is?
I feel like it's something. It's special though. You know what I'm saying? It's like the connection you could have with one human when you feel like y'all both.
That's God's divine order though.
Yeah.
He made this bond. That's what I'm saying, bro. Listen, you go into a marriage. Like, okay, the difference between a marriage and then being girlfriend or boyfriend is God. That's the only difference, bro. People want to say a piece of paper, but the difference is God. You bring God into the relationship because you gotta take vows. You ain't taking no vows. You know what I'm saying? Just to be saying some shit. You taking vows and you doing it where at? 9 times out of 10 in the church.
Most people do it.
And it's gonna be like an ordained pastor or someone like that. So you bringing God into it. You making it a divine order, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's what. It's a three-way bond between God, man, and woman.
But like the thing is, though, like I'll talk about more of not really being a guy. I love God, but I talk about like the personal, like the feeling. You know what I'm saying? The feeling you have.
Could you have that feeling if it wasn't marriage?
Yeah, I had it. You know what I'm saying? Before I got married, I had the feeling, but I feel like I do feel like it did have it.
It enhanced. That's what I'm saying.
It enhanced more, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying, what we did was more, like, we actually came more together. Cause, you know what I'm saying? Cause it feel like, even though we was together, but we kind of still lived kind of separate. We lived together in the same house, but I feel like we still kind of like roommate. You do what you do, I do what I do. You got your money.
Exactly.
But like then we put everything together since like we literally together.
And now y'all got the common goal. You see what I'm saying? Like y'all coming with the common goal.
Yeah.
Y'all building on something. It's a foundation. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then one thing is too. A soul tie. You ever heard of that?
No, I never heard of that, bro.
Okay. So, I know you don't like fucking with Tony Gaskins.
This dude.
But when you with one woman, or ladies, if you with one man, it's a soul tie. Y'all souls come together like this. Y'all become one. Everybody's familiar with Spider-Man, right? Mm-hmm. Remember Venom?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, Venom will get into your body, and he'll take over that shit.
Yeah.
But then when you try to leave, that's a soul tie, bro. Venom, and then the dude in the movie, the regular dude, they souls is tied, bro. That's what soul tie is in a relationship, bro.
You saw the Venom movie?
Yeah, I did. It's dope. Okay. It's dope. Yeah. But that's a soul tie. All
right, I got you.
That's another reason why I say I don't prefer.
Yeah.
The side dude don't get no soul tie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he got
that's
like,
special.
He hallowed. He just get
the physical. He don't get the spiritual.
I feel like it's fun for the moment, but after the while, you know what I mean? He gotta wait.
We just saying logically what's the better as far as like criticism, money, part time,
stress
levels.
Man, like at work. I'm stressed out because I just made a mistake. And then I get a text message for all type of shit. Like, oh, shit. I get a text message for her. I'm stressed out because I fuck up at work. Yeah. So, like, it's a whole damn type of shit. I'm like, damn, man. It's like, it was stressful as hell. Like, that's how I'm already stressed out already.
And you don't get stressed out.
Yeah.
But that role, them dudes that's in those roles, what's his name? Pleasure P or whatever?
Yeah.
Including him? I think they scumbags. You know what I'm saying? I think they really scumbags. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I feel like women look out for one another more than we do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because women, like you said, they look like, damn, you did old girl like that? You ain't going to catch no other dude saying, like, damn, you did old boy like that? Mm-mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, them type of dudes, like, they scumbags. You know what I'm saying? Like, they low lives. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
I feel like anybody in the world is scumbag.
Even the women?
Yeah.
Yeah, even the women, too.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? It's not harsh if we say it, though, but a female...
Yeah, side chick female. You're a low life. You're a low life. You breaking up and having you. But you know what? You can't blame them. You can't blame them 100%.
No, you can't. You got to blame your partner.
It's the partner.
100%.
Because if they didn't give them the position, they would have given somebody else the position.
Yeah.
So that motherfucker just accepted the job offer. That's what that was. So you can't. You can't blame. That's like
you can't blame somebody with. To get somebody that incredible benefit.
But yeah.
The only thing about it, the difference between a female, dog. Always want the connection, dog.
What you mean?
The
female side piece?
Yeah.
Okay. They want the connection as far as what?
Relationship.
They want to be the main course. Yeah, they don't want to be the side piece.
Yeah, they always want to, they want to be upgraded.
Yeah.
That's true. They want to be upgraded. A male, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said they got the perfect one, though. The dude y'all have is perfect. I'm like, y'all got dudes. I've been listening to look at people like they, how they feel like, oh man, we can do this. Like, yeah, it's easy for y'all. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. Like, I wouldn't want to do that shit, but I'm just saying it's so easy for y'all. Like, everything is so easy. Even giving up the box is easy. The dude, it's different for us, though. We gotta spend money and all this bullshit.
Wine and dine.
Yeah.
I was just saying, bro, we need to change some shit. We need to change these rules around here. If shit starting to get a little bit more equal around here. What's wrong with a woman paying for some shit sometimes?
When we always say equality, but we only always say female equality. We need some equality too. Like, what's up with us? Like, we say they need equal shit. But we don't say we don't.
We need some balance some shit out.
Yeah. We don't manage. We don't march on our equal shit. We don't say nothing about well, shit. Maybe you could more. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I ain't gonna lie, dog. It's just shit. It's just shit that you just feel like, man, you can't do because, like, when you say something about a female job, it's like people get mad. Oh, why is her job? But you don't say we say like your job. More than one. You know that's your job. And you know for a fact, if you let your wife do it, the neighborhood gonna look at you. The dudes in the neighborhood gonna look at you like scum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. Cause the dudes gonna judge you if your wife do that shit. Like, dog, it pissed me off. Like, if I cook, I don't care about cooking. Cause nobody gonna judge me for cooking. But my wife, mother-in-law, people gonna judge me.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So the point is, like,
they can
sit up there.
But they ain't got no more lawn, but they could get the grass up or something.
Yeah, they could do something.
You can get them edges. Used to get edges with your head. You get them edges on that grass, too.
Like, my wife tried to do that shit. Like, she pissed me off. I'm like, dudes, you look like, your man. Like, you see the juggle. Your man let you do that? Like, dog, I just took a nap. I ain't told her to do that. My man.
Yeah, you innocent.
Yeah, I ain't listening to this. Yeah. I ain't telling her to do that. Like, dog, I get mad. Like, dog, I can't. You don't even cook a meal this easy. Get out there, mow my lawn, make me look bad.
Certain shit do gotta get balanced out, bro. You right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like,
certain standards, certain like,
we gotta start judging each other.
Chores, all that stuff.
We gotta start
money,
judging.
All that stuff gotta start getting balanced out.
I think the male ego, we judge each other.
I think everything needs to be equal across the board for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
For everyone, men and women, race, color, all that, bro.
Yeah.
It need to be across the board for everyone.
I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, if we want to say that it's not a woman's job, then stop saying something a man's job. You know, like it's funny, like a woman can sit there and say, like, oh, that's a man's job. And you're like, oh, and nobody gonna say shit.
But
you
we can understand if they physically can't, like, carry
no,
some
no,
shit.
No. I understand.
Moving furniture and shit like that.
I understand all that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that shit. But I'm talking about... So, you know, I mean, they can take a garbage bag out. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? I know they can take a fucking garbage. They don't want to.
Women do that, though. Yeah. See women that take out garbage?
It is. I ain't saying they don't. But I'm saying, a lot of times they don't have men.
And that's the reason why, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah, this is a good topic. This is a good conversation. Moral of the podcast, we just saying that position is better if you think about it top to bottom as far as if you look at a job offer, right?
Yeah.
If you get two offers, if this place telling you they're going to pay you more and you got to work less, opposed this company saying they're going to pay you less and you got to work more, just which one is better? So that's why we saying that role is better, but that's not what we prefer.
Not what I prefer.
Because, like you said, the connection, the vibe, the soul tie, you know what I'm saying? The bond with God, like everything overall is way much better.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, yeah, this Reese.
What's good? This, what did I say my name was again?
Tuan,
my bad.
I said, fuck it, let's talk about it.
Fuck it, let's talk about it. Episode, this might be 8.
I don't know.
I think it's 8.
It's 8.
Or 7. It's one of them. Yeah, they see it on the title shirt, on the title of the joint.
Signing off.
So we signing off. Peace, world. Be smooth. We usually like to play the song that we came in with at the end, but fuck that nigga.
Nah, another boyfriend number 2.